It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
We have Harley Schlanger here. We have amazing updates. We need to cover so many areas, not only in U.S., but international politics. Harley, what's your agenda today? Go ahead.
Well, I'd actually like to talk about Ukraine and the hypocrisy of the Democrats,
yeah.
And especially the hypocrisy of the witnesses that Schiff paraded to the House Intelligence Committee this week.
Who, you mean like the one yesterday with Naomi Hill, who was directly tied to Soros, and Clapper and Brennan, et cetera, and the Pilgrim Foundation?
Fiona Hill. Well, here's the point. There were two fundamental lies in their testimony.
Right.
The first is that they care about Ukraine, and I'll get back to that in a moment. But many of these are the people who carried out the so-called economic reforms of the International Monetary Fund that has destroyed Ukraine.
Right.
And I had the privilege this last weekend of being at a conference where one of our speakers was a former presidential candidate in Ukraine, top international economist named Natalia Vitrenko, who went through first what the IMF did after the end of the Soviet Union to destroy Ukraine, and then how it got worse after 2014 with the coup, the regime change coup. But the second point is that it started with Schiff. Schiff said Russia invaded Ukraine, which is a lie.
Right.
The whole line that they had is that Ukraine has to be protected for our security to stand up against Russia.
Right.
Now, it was Obama who withheld money to Ukraine.
Right.
But for good reason. And not that Obama had a good reason for doing it, but Trump had a good reason for doing it, because the money that went to Ukraine for defense ended up in the hands of neo-Nazis who run the security forces there, who were tied to Soros, tied to John Kerry and the Clinton State Department, and tied to Joe Biden.
Wow.
So here you have these two lies. One is that we really care about Ukraine because it's the bulwark of our defense against Russia.
Right.
When the whole point of the coup in 2014 was to turn Ukraine against Russia as a point of conflict between the United States and Russia.
Right, and also to even make Ukraine part of NATO, which I don't necessarily think is a good idea. I think it's important, going right up to the back doorstep, and Russia, to be honest with you, the Russians are becoming justifiably paranoid with attacking them economically, and then try to recruit nations right on their back doorstep to become part of NATO, which was never the intention of NATO to be on the back doorstep of Russia, was it?
Well, let me give you a quote from a guy named Igor Kolomoisky, who's one of the top oligarchs in Ukraine. He supported the coup in 2014. He supported Poroshenko. And then he also used his personal fortune to arm soldiers to fight against the Russians. Now he's had a change of heart. He was the leading supporter of Zelensky because Zelensky said he would stop the war. And this is fascinating, Bill. Kolomoisky did an interview with the New York Times on November 13th, and he said that Ukraine should give up on the West and turn towards Russia because the West has no interest in Ukraine. Here are his quotes. "We have to improve our relations with Russia. People here want peace, a good life. They don't want to be at war. And you, America, are forcing us to be at war." And he was referring to the deep state, the CIA and others. And then later, he was asked, well, what does he think that their policy is? And he said, the people who are trying to impeach Trump want war against Russia to the last Ukrainian. In other words, kill off
and they don't care if it kills every Ukrainian too while they do this war, right? Prosecute it.
That's the whole point. And so if you give me a minute, I'll go through the chronology, because
I like to, because you're a good teacher. I should call you Professor Harley, because every time I listen to our discussion on the shows, I learn something, which is why I'm often more silent on your dialogue than many others, because if people don't have something new or important to say, I'm going to pop in and say something. So please continue.
Well, in 1989, 30 years ago, the Berlin Wall fell, and within the next 2 years, the Soviet Union collapsed.
Right.
At that time, 1991, and this is something that's shocking, Ukraine was the 10th strongest economy in the world by GDP per capita.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ukraine had full-set machine tool capability. 1991, they built 250 aircraft. They had very powerful diesel engine factories, tractors. Everyone knows Ukraine has good soil, but they were a breadbasket for the Soviet Union. They had a very high
standard.
They're
also a technical basket, too. Most of the international intercontinental ballistic missiles were actually made in eastern Ukraine. They were not made
Many
in
of them
Russia.
Were. Exactly, exactly. So they had one of the better standards of living in the East Bloc. But the fact is, it still didn't work. And when communism fell, they hoped that as a strong nation, they would get better. Instead, what did George H.W. Bush do? He sent people to Ukraine to tell them they have no choice but to accept the International Monetary Fund policies. And the first two things they proposed was a major deregulation and privatization plan, where
right.
the resources of Ukraine, including the factories and everything else, were sold to international bankers who lined up with oligarchs in Ukraine to sell it off to strip the industrial power of the country. And then secondly, set up a private central bank. Those were the first two things proposed for Ukraine.
Right.
Now, between 1991 and 2014, the Ukrainian economy went through a series of wrenching collapses. Prices went up, wages collapsed, pensions collapsed. It was deindustrialized. It was down to one-third of its industrial output in the course of 23 years.
Wow.
And that was what created the discontent that was seen in the Maidan Square in Kiev,
right.
when many people were out demonstrating for a better economy. It was
right.
at that point that Soros, in an alliance with the neocons like Victoria Nuland, moved in, overthrew the government. They spent $5 billion, as Nuland herself admitted. Nuland
yeah, I know, that's pretty nervy of our State Department to do that, isn't it?
Well, and also involved in it was none other than Christopher Steele, the guy who 2 years later wrote the fabricated Trump dossier, which probably
right.
should have been nominated for a fiction prize in literature.
Right.
Now, here's the important point, though. From 2014 to the present, Ukraine has collapsed further because they've continued the IMF policy. Poroshenko continued to favor oligarchs over the people. And so that's why Zelensky won the election. Two reasons he won. One is opposition to the economic policy, and secondly, opposition to the war that was being fought in eastern Ukraine by largely the Azov Battalion, which was an openly Nazi gang of militia who were part of the muscle at Maidan Square.
Yeah, in fact, we've talked about this many, many times over the last few years, that the actions of our State Department under Obama supported the idea of neo-Nazis. In fact, I know from my friends going back to World War II, the Nazis of Ukraine were nastier than the Australian and German Nazis in terms of not only their prisoners, but also their own citizens. It was unbelievable what they did.
Yeah.
Right?
Bill, here's where the thing gets really interesting and a little bit more complicated, but nevertheless, people really need to get this picture.
Right.
While Ukraine was being dismantled in the 90s, at the same time the Soviet Union was being put through shock therapy under Yeltsin.
Right.
Who was the State Department official in charge of the transition to the so-called free market economy? A man named William Taylor. Does that name sound familiar?
Yeah, that's that character they kept on making over and over with his hand going up in the air, making funny hand movements.
That was Schiff's first star witness.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Taylor, you can tell this guy was a deep state operative, couldn't you?
Well, he was deployed to dismantle the economy. Now, from 2004 to 2005, he had a different job. He was sent in to oversee the reconstruction of Iraq. Now, do you remember these stories of pallets of money that were sent from American taxpayers supposedly to reconstruct Iraq,
which
ended up disappearing?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
In fact, some of those pallets
disappeared, and Uday Nkuse, sons of Saddam, tried to take them off out of the country. I remember part of that disappeared that way.
Yeah, except the money ended up in the hands of Washington consultants,
right,
who were part of the neocon PNAC crowd.
Exactly.
And Taylor oversaw that. Then Taylor goes to Ukraine, where he's been working since 2014 on the coup, the regime change coup there. Now, Kent, George Kent, the silly guy with the bow tie,
right,
he also has been in Ukraine since the time of the coup.
Oh,
and
wow.
Here's my point. Taylor and Kent and Yovanovitch were all part of the regime change coup in Ukraine in 2014, and now
Yovanovitch basically was blocking any investigation of Burisma, and so when I saw her there, she acted very arrogant over this. And the fact is, she didn't want. And there, again, all these people were saying that all of the infiltration of the DNC and so on were all Russians, when in fact, the primary people that were involved there were all Ukrainians.
Well, it's even worse than that. And as the deputy secretary or ambassador, she was spying on Ukrainian newspapers that were supporting Trump.
Oh, really?
She was drawing up lists of who the Ukrainian government should move against. Now, here's the point, though.
And then Taylor, I got a kick out of her emotional response. Like, if you're in public service in these foreign countries that are dangerous, you don't act like an emotional cracker that can easily melt when the drop of water gets on you. She has to be a tough woman or man if you're in this job. So she tried to put on this big emotional thing. I'm so hurt. I'm so this. I'm thinking, I knew there was something really bad when I started investigating and following her, like this one, Fiona Hill. These are bad people. They've got really bad connections.
Let's hone in on this point, though.
Yeah, do that, please.
Taylor, Kent, and Yovanovitch were part of the 2014 coup in Ukraine, and now they're part of the regime change coup against Trump.
Right.
And Kent, in his speech before the Schiff Committee, compared the Azov Battalion and the Ukrainian security forces, which are full of neo-Nazis, he compared them to the American Minutemen during our Revolutionary War in 1776. That was unbelievably foolish, and people in Ukraine are saying, where did this idiot come from?
Right, exactly.
Then with Fiona Hill, look, she's being portrayed as a great hero. She worked first under George W. Bush, reported to Cheney. Then she went seamlessly over to Obama, and then she was kept on for some reason in the Trump administration. Now, she is a hardcore Cold War lunatic, who, again, was the media sees her as an appealing, honest, career, consummate professional.
Right.
These are cold warriors who want war with Russia. And in this case, what Trump was trying to do with Ukraine, besides the Biden stuff, look, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, yeah, there's corruption there. But the bigger problem is they were using Ukraine as a chip in a war with Russia. And this is what Trump opposes. Now, Trump is trying to work with Zelensky to get him to meet with Putin to resolve the situation in eastern Ukraine, just as Trump worked with Putin to resolve the crisis in Syria. This is why they're so upset, because Trump goes outside of their geopolitical box with solutions, solutions that are good for the United States and good for these other sovereign nations. And that's what they're trying to stop.
Yeah, what I find amazing is that this is a game of chicken with Russia and other countries, and they don't realize this is a very dangerous game to play, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Rather than us having allies and having them collaborate on science and technology and opening up to G8 to Russia, we're pushing to the point where a thermonuclear war could happen because things would go wrong. And these people are part of the problem, aren't they?
Yeah.
Amazing.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. Go over some of these details, Harley, because when you talked about this, you're talking about the current guy, Zelensky, actually. He wants to work with Trump, but if they manage to impeach him, he's going to work with the Russians, and this increases the danger not only to the West dramatically, but it increases the chance of thermonuclear war with Russia. And by the way, there are no slouches in their weapons, not only thermonuclear, but biological weapons. I know I'm a bioweaponeer, and I can tell you it's a bad idea to do this. It's incredibly stupid, isn't it?
Well, the point is Zelensky is trying to end the war that was a result of the 2014 coup, because when the coup plotters took over, they immediately targeted the Russian population, particularly in eastern Ukraine. And as you pointed out, eastern Ukraine was the most industrialized part of the country.
Right.
And so the Azov Battalion and others started launching strikes against them, and you had a virtual civil war.
Well, in fact, the Azov people, they were even hitting the Donbass kids, I think it was, four Christmases ago. They were actually shelling these civilian populations and killing adults and children in civilian populations, the Donbass people. And they were putting on little video clips on the Internet saying, please don't let them shell us. Remember this?
Well, and who was backing the Azov Battalion? It was Soros, it was Victoria Nuland, it was Joe Biden.
Right.
But here's the point. As I said, Ukraine in 1991 was the 10th most prosperous country in the world measured by GDP per capita.
Right.
Today, so this is after the fall of communism and then after the regime change coup in 2014, their GDP is two-thirds of what it was in 1991. So it had a one-third drop in GDP.
Wow.
Ukraine today ranks last out of all 42 European countries in purchasing power. Here's the picture of GDP per capita. As I said, it was 10th in the world in 1991. Today, the average GDP per capita worldwide is 11,700. In advanced countries, it's 48,900. In the developing sector, that is the poorest countries, it's 5,490. That includes African and Asian countries. In Ukraine, right. It's $2,820.
Wow.
So it's just over half of the poorest countries in the world. Now, 10 million people emigrated from Ukraine in the last 5 years. 10 million.
Right.
They now are facing negative natural population growth. The death rate is double the birth rate. And they went from 52 million people at the time of independence in 1991 to a little more than 30 million today.
Wow.
Now, here are some other figures that are just astounding. I mentioned to you before. The main target was their industrial sector because they had a full set machine tool capability, metallurgical industries, and so on. Ukraine was one of the larger producers in the East Bloc of pig iron and steel. But between 2013 and 2018, that's the time of this regime change coup, the Soros coup,
right.
Steel output fell by a third, pig iron by 20%. All metallurgy companies, which account for a significant amount of Ukraine's industrial production, have suffered. Machine tool building is down by one half in the period from 1991. Now, here's some other figures astonishing. In 1991, Antonov, which is one of the leading aircraft manufacturers,
right.
In 91 they produced 250 planes a year. This year, zero.
Wow.
10 years ago, they produced 423,000 automobiles a year. Now they produce 8,000. In 1991, they had 25.2 million head of cattle. Today they have 3.7 million, so one-seventh the size of the previous herd.
Wow.
Now that's an example of a complete collapse of a nation. Now, on that nation, we're demanding that they build up their military so they can join NATO, as you said, to put NATO forces on the border with Russia. Zelensky doesn't want to do that. He wants to instead be a bridge between Russia and Europe. You know who else
right.
was trying to do that? That was Manafort's strategy for Yanukovych, who was overthrown in 2014. Yanukovych wanted to balance Ukraine between East and West. And instead, he was overthrown by this coup that tried to make Ukraine a bargaining chip and a marcher lord against Russia. So when you see what Trump is trying to do here, first, you know, they say it was all about Biden. It was actually about the corruption that Biden typified. If you have the vice president of the United States sending his son into a corrupt company and demanding money from that company, and then demanding when that company is being investigated and possibly prosecuted, demanding that the prosecutor be fired or the U.S. will withhold money, isn't that what they're accusing Trump of doing? In Biden's case, we have Biden actually saying that. Now, with all this said, let me make a final point on this Ukraine gate. The Republican congressmen, Nunes, Jim Jordan, Turner, this woman from New York whose name I forget right now, they're doing an effective job poking holes through Schiff's case, even right. though Schiff didn't allow them to see the interrogatories, the previous testimony. He's not letting them call witnesses, but they're pointing out that there was no quid pro quo coming from Trump and doing a good job of it, even though Schiff now is claiming he's got the evidence that Trump committed impeachable acts. Obviously, he hasn't presented that evidence yet. But here's the point. They should go on the offensive and right. show what Schiff is doing is siding with international criminals who destroyed a country, imposed a private central bank, looted its population, killed its elderly, sent its youth emigrating out of the country, destroying its industry, destroying its agriculture. This is a crime that needs to be punished.
Yeah, and by the way, the Basque, the soil, which is the deepest and richest soil on the earth, one of the largest single areas for growing food on the earth, is Ukraine.
Yep,
it should be the
right.
breadbasket, not just of Europe, but of Russia and many other countries, including China, that, by the way, the expansion of the Gobi Desert is destroying their agricultural food supply to the giant Chinese population. And expanding Ukraine and its agricultural ability would supply China with food along with Europe and Russia. And
so
it's a very great crime, isn't it?
Well, it's clear that here's where you see that the crime of Trump has nothing to do with Putin, nothing to do with Ukraine, but it has to do with the fact that he doesn't buy the neoliberal, neoconservative, unilateralist view of the United States. He's
right.
serious when he says we have to defend other nations' sovereignty. And defending
right.
the sovereignty, I mean, here's the other point that the Republicans effectively made. If there was a quid pro quo, well, the money was released to Ukraine. Where was the statement of a public investigation into Biden? There wasn't
right.
one. So
right.
where's the pro quo? And the Democrats say, well, a crime doesn't have to be committed for there to be a crime.
Oh,
well,
come on.
You know, you can do that to indict someone in a grand jury, because a grand jury, as they say, can indict a ham sandwich. But to convict someone, you have to have facts and evidence. So what are they doing here? Now, they're doing this at a point at which the U.S. economy is starting to slip visibly. The Federal Reserve in Atlanta and the Federal Reserve of New York just released reports this week showing that there's going to be less than 0.5% growth in the United States in the fourth quarter of 2019. That's the tip of the iceberg. You may have seen the story yesterday of this startup company that took off like a rocket, up to over $6 billion in market capitalization. And then its stock collapsed in one day by 98%, wiping out $5.6 billion of money on its books. Now, what if your pension fund had invested in that company? You lost 98% of what you thought you had. And this is going to happen to company after company. There are at least a third of the corporations in the United States where people are holding stocks that have gone up this year that are on the verge of collapse. And these are according to statistics from academic groups, business groups, the International Monetary Fund, and others. So instead of Democrats working with Trump to address the crisis, which means you have to address the Federal Reserve System, you have to address the zero interest rates and the funny money scams, instead of doing that, they're trying to tie up his hands in this impeachment fight, which they know they can't win, but they're hoping will prevent him from doing anything to address the economic crisis so they can waltz in November 2020, at least they think they can, over the collapse of the U.S. economy. This is the most cynical, opportunistic, disgusting strategy I've ever seen.
Basically, what you're saying is we're at a point now where the Democrats don't care if they destroy the economy. Because I remember one of the comments made in the big short came out after 2008 collapse. For every percentage point drop in the economy, there's 40,000 people starve to death or lose their jobs or commit suicide. And I think people don't understand. These people are devoid of a conscience. It also puts us in a war footing with other nations rather than a trade footing. So it increases the chance of war. It increases the chance of economic devastation in our own country. They don't care as long as they have power. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's so over the top, it's hard to believe that other people that call themselves human beings would do that, especially fellow citizens of a constitutional republic based on God. These people are godless psychomaniacs, aren't they? They're mentally ill. And when I saw this guy, by the way, that was running the Mueller investigation, and I hear his comments, this guy should be admitted to a psychiatric hospital.
Well, Schiff is a perfect example of that. He's lied and lied and lied, and then he talks about the Republicans lying. You know, what a faker.
Well, basically, I have also some very good evidence that this man is a sexual pervert. He's abused his so-called sexual lover, he's gay. And the guy that actually has come out and actually made public statements about how abusive, you know, there are stable gay relationships, but this guy, Schiff, is a maniac, and he even abuses his sexual partner. So, you know, there's decent people that are getting married, like, for example, celebrities and so on, but Schiff is a nut. He's a dangerous nut, isn't he?
Well, one of his top fundraisers is this guy, Buck.
Buck's already being bucked in the jail, isn't he?
Luring homeless people into his house with drugs, and then I think three of them now have overdosed.
They killed him, yeah. Overdosed to death, right? Overdosed to death. Not just overdose, over to death.
No, they died. And this is one of the leading contributors to Schiff.
Oh, boy. Shows you how I you know what I call him? I've changed the last two letters of his name to TT, because that's what he's full of. This man has got to have a very large level demonic entity avataring his conscience because he's devoid of one. And I don't know, he must be taking notes to keep his lies lined up because he doesn't do that. Because you can see when he lies, even on camera, he says another lie, like, I don't know the whistleblower. And then he says he got an attorney lined up with the whistleblower. I'm thinking, you don't know the name of the whistleblower? We know who it is. We've already released it.
Someone you don't know.
Exactly, it's called Sierra Camella.
Or not only met with his staff, but they helped draft his complaint. Now they're saying he's not necessary because other people came forward, but the other people who came forward on the basis of the lie that was presented by the whistleblower.
Exactly, which I find very, very strange. I mean, this gets stranger and stranger. It's like you're in a very bad nightmare, and the head demon in there, his name is a bug-eyed guy, but in politics, it's a member of the Intel Committee at the Democrats. It's not even the Judicial Committee, because you're not supposed to do an impeachment unless you're the Judicial Committee. Everything about this stinks. It's like, oh, I can smell the smell of the ninth ring of Hades now every day when I watch this impeachment garbage. Hopefully it's soon over, and Adam Schiff is in a psychiatric ward where he's going to get some help and some prayer. How's that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further.
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
And welcome back, Harley. Please talk about this, because the latest thing is what's going on in China. When I look at it, dissect it down, the issue of extradition to the Chinese court system was dropped. But the process continued because Soros and the other groups don't want to have peace. And the autonomy of Hong Kong is that it's not under the same sanctions as China when we're dealing with a deal with China, which means it's a really good thing for the Chinese economy to have Hong Kong making deals with the West and working out there like an autonomous economy. I don't think that's under threat, do you?
Well, what's under threat is the possibility that Trump can get a trade deal with China. And the importance of the trade deal with China is not that there's an immediate way to reduce $500 billion trade deficit. They can chip into it, especially if the Chinese start accepting more agricultural products from the United States. But ultimately, the way you deal with this trade deficit is that you start producing things that the Chinese want and need, which means we've got to revitalize U.S. manufacturing. And it wasn't the Chinese that caused U.S. manufacturers to go over there. It was the U.S. policy. It was the free trade agreements that convinced manufacturers that they would make more money in China than they would staying in the U.S. because of the tax policy, because of the credit policy, and so on. So you could fix the longer-term effect of the trade deficit by, first of all, getting an agreement with China, and then secondly, changing U.S. economic policy. Now, the Wall Street swindlers fear that Trump, if the economy starts to totter more, starts to collapse more, that Trump will move against the so-called independence of the Federal Reserve System. And that's the so-called third rail. That's the untouchable area. Remember how vehemently they reacted when Ron Paul was gaining strength in his campaign, I think it was it 2008, and they had to pull out all the stops to stop Ron Paul. They don't want the discussion about the financial system. And so for that reason, you have an escalation against Trump by the same networks that carry out strategic insanity and also economic insanity. It's one group. It's one group of elites. Now, here's something I find very interesting, Bill. You and I have talked about the whole question of the satanic nature of the British monarchy. We're seeing the Queen now forced to move against her favorite son, Prince Andrew. It's not just about Epstein, although that's part of it.
Yeah.
It's that the royal family is exposed to different.
Yeah, I can't hear you very well right now. I'm not sure what's happening to our sound.
Are we good? Sounds like vacuum cleaner. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. So,
anyway, her son is a grifter and a swindler, as is Prince Charles. Charles is crazy.
Right.
He's a green lunatic. And so
the queen
is being forced to make some take some steps because the United Kingdom is going to hell. The Brexit fight has seriously undermined the morale of the population.
Right.
They voted for something 3 years ago that still hasn't happened. So the insurgency continues against these elite establishment governments that can't solve problems. And they can't solve problems because they're the problem. The system that they've set up is the problem. And unless you're willing to overturn that system, and I don't mean overturn it to set up a world socialism or communist revolution, but actually get back to the principles of the American Revolution. That's what we have to do. And if that doesn't happen, I think we're going to be in a depression much worse than that of 2008 and of the early 30s. And I think we'll probably end up in a bigger war, possibly a nuclear war, as a result of that.
Yeah, I think there's a very good possibility of that happening too, isn't there?
Well, you know, Lyndon LaRouche was often accused of being an alarmist. And if you go back, this conference last weekend, and by the way, I would encourage all of your listeners to go to the, the LaRouchePact.com website, where we're running some of the conference speeches that were given at our conference near Frankfurt last weekend. I think they'll be posting my speech soon. I did a speech on what's the future for America, why the LaRouchean solution is the only way. But if you go back, if people go and look at that, what you'll see is some video clips of Lyndon LaRouche from the 70s, 80s, 90s. He was in Berlin in 1988 when he predicted the collapse of communism in East Germany. His speech in 1976,
when
he ran for president, warning that Zbigniew Brzezinski was going to turn Carter into the worst president ever.
Right.
He made a whole series of texts.
Yeah, please continue. I can't hear you.
Yeah, there's something going on with the connection.
Yeah, I think somehow, but just continue. I think you're being recorded, but something happened with our connection. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, what LaRouche, the reason he could make these forecasts is he started with the fact that the universe is lawful. It's lawfully governed by principles, some of which we've come to understand and some of which we don't know yet. But that if you can develop hypotheses and then work with those hypotheses, as opposed to looking into the past and thinking that everything happens as it did in the past. You know, this is why you see most economists are incompetent.
Right.
Because the next crisis may have some similarities, because there are certain things the same, like too much debt, not
right.
enough production, but they always work differently. You never have the exact same crisis. As they say, even if you step in the same river, it's not the same river if you step in it 5 minutes later.
Yeah, in other words, there's different vectors going on in terms of the crisis.
Yeah, and what Lynn was able to do was approach this the way Beethoven wrote symphonies, where you have competing themes or different motifs, different ideas, all of which are harmonically ordered, so that sometimes what sounds like chaos is actually functioning in your mind to take it to a higher level.
Right.
And as opposed to aharmonic music, so-called modern classical music, which has no principle to it.
Right.
You know, Beethoven, Mozart, they were experts in organizing your mind to operate on a higher level. Now,
right.
that's how Einstein and that's how Max Planck and the greatest scientists approach things. Now, that's how you have to look at an economy, not as a series of statistics or the way the quants do, trying to come up with algorithms and so on. Economies are human dynamics. And if you leave out the human factor, you miss both the real basis of growth, which is human creativity, but also the irrationality that sometimes sidetracks a positive dynamic. And LaRouche was able to put these competing and contrasting elements together to make his forecasts. And I think that's something that we have to work to develop. That's why looking at the presentations from our conference would be very helpful for people to see how the next generation of the LaRouche movement, and especially even the younger generation than myself, are working to provide a science of economics which actually works.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, what you're talking about is trying to present an approach that kind of gets over the dislogic of things that, you know, LaRouche talked and you have talked at the LaRouche Foundation for decades. The basic principles that you posed, the four pillars of LaRouche in terms of building an economy, like the Bretton Woods, Four Powers Agreement, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Getting Glass-Steagall, et cetera. Let's go over those quickly, if we can, last minute or two of the show here. Because I think when we repeat those, we, you know, it's like they say, if you throw enough mud against the wall, I think the people should realize, the people like Fiona Hill, and the people who want to manipulate the economy and destroy economies, this foments the danger of war or chaos or starvation or death. And, you know, when Ukraine lost 10 million people, this increases the danger of future conflicts. And being on the back doorstep of Russia, being a major supplier of military, industrial, and long-range weapon equipment, this is not a good thing. We don't want to see the reformation of a aggressive and a paranoid Russia in the future, do we?
Well, just as we don't want to see a United States run by these psychopaths who are trying to incite Russia to react to us.
Right. Well, right now I see, I'm just going to make this quick statement. I think that the Russians are more paranoid than even the left. I think the Russians have multiple vectors. They want to work out a deal. They want to get it back in the G8. They'd like to have their scientists and technicians kind of exchange with us. The Russians should be a natural ally. People don't realize Russia sold Alaska to us because they actually supported us when we left for Britain. But what we've had over the last number of years, fomented by primarily the British, is Russia has been marginalized. Their economy has been destroyed. They lost a lot of people on the Eastern Front. They lost four times more people than we did on the Western Front with World War II. And remember, these wars were promulgated by globalists. They weren't necessary. We'll start with the Archduke of Ferdinand death, and the pause in between, the agreement that they made with with Germany was designed to make sure that they would eventually foment a war. And then they funded the war through banks, even in America. George Bush Jr.'s father helped to fund them along with other banks to make sure they had the technology, weapons, and would move forward with a conflict. We even had the Volga River plant built by Ford Corporation in Russia to have tanks to attack the Eastern Front of Germany. So we actually made sure that the two sides were getting ready for conflict, didn't we?
Well, you know, there's a lot I could say on that, but there's not enough time. What I would say is, when you say that the Russians are paranoid...
It's just one vector. Go ahead.
When you're not paranoid if you think someone's coming to get you, if there really is someone coming to get you.
I know. That's probably a better definition. I agree. In other words, they have what are called valid paranoia rather than invalid paranoia. How's that?
Well, they have what you might call a preconscious understanding of the need to prepare for the worst, even as you try and seek the best.
Right.
And
exactly.
I think the alliance. We had a speaker at our conference from the Russian Far Eastern Economic Institute, who spoke about how the Russians don't really agree with the Chinese on everything, and the Chinese don't agree with the Russians on everything. But
right.
on the key principles, the need for developing areas of the world that are underdeveloped, like Siberia, the need for improving the education standards and living standards of people, the role of infrastructure in doing that, there's a common interest and a common need for those two countries that's causing them to band together. And not just out of reaction to the West, but to offer the West to join them, even
right.
as they're being in Japan, South Korea, India, they're working in Africa. We had some Africans at our conference who, very interesting, a guy from Angola said to me, I'm being told that we should shut down our fossil fuel production.
Oh, my.
We want to make sure people in our country have electricity. That's why we drill for oil, and that's why we
right.
coal. And we're being told that for the good of the world, we should leave our people in the dark. No, that's colonialism, and that's technological apartheid, and we're not going to accept it. And he said, who's helping us? The Chinese and the Russians. We wish that Trump would get the message that Africans would like to work with the U.S. also.
Wow.
So it's a fascinating world, and I think the good thing is the Africans were told they have to support the COP25, the Paris Accord, and they're saying, hell no, we need to lock the continent.
Yeah. In other words, we're dealing with people in other countries that are not brainless, and they're decent human beings, and they want a future.
Yeah. And most Americans are like that. It's just that we have rotten leadership and we have a completely corrupt media.
Yeah, and the rotten leadership are showing like the scum coming to the top of this star chamber of Ukraine-gate. How's that?
Or it's, what did LaRouche used to call it, a slime mold.
A slime what?
Slime mold.
Slime mold, yes, I can see. A geopolitical slime mold, how's that?
That's right.
Funny. We end with a little joke here at the end. Thank you again. Always learn things when we have you on, Harley. Thank you. See you next week.
Which is most important.